From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is due to speak shortly about a two-year freeze he's proposing on federal workers' pay as he attempts to keep the budget from getting bigger. The administration says a freeze would save $2 billion in the current 2011 fiscal year and an additional $28 billion during the next 5 years. The White House is ordering government agencies to review their procedures for keeping classified information private after more secret documents got out in the open. The latest involved a 250,000 diplomatic cables released by the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks. NPR's Ari Shapiro details the administration's attempts to keep a lid on sensitive materials.
After the intelligence failures of 9/11, the government expanded access to intelligence information across agencies. Now the Obama administration is moving in the opposite direction. The Office of Management and Budget has sent a memo telling agencies to establish security assessment teams. Those teams' job will be to make sure that people only have access to the classified information they need to do their jobs. This crackdown is part of a broader U.S. effort to convince foreign allies that the American government can be trusted to keep secrets. Jacob Liu, who directs the Office of Management and Budget, said the release of secret diplomatic cables by the website WikiLeaks caused significant damage to American national security. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Security protection around an Islamic center in Corvallis, Oregon, is much heavier than usual today. Police are investigating a fire at the site overnight that may be the result of arson. 2 days ago, police arrested one of the center's worshippers on charges he plotted to bomb a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland last Friday. Mohamed Osman Mohamed is due to appear in court this afternoon. The presidential election in Haiti is in limbo after 12 of 18 candidates called for the results to be annulled. But as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince, members of the government are declaring the vote a success.
In the middle of the voting on Sunday, two-thirds of the Haitian presidential candidates denounced what they said was massive fraud at polling places. They called for the elections to be canceled, stated they wouldn't respect the results, and urged their supporters to protest. Demonstrations erupted across Haiti. In Port-au-Prince alone, thousands of people, many of them supporters of Michel Martelly, swarmed through the streets into the night. This in a country already reeling from January's earthquake and an ongoing cholera outbreak. Election officials flatly rejected the candidates' accusations, saying there were disturbances at only 50 of the more than 1,000 polling places. The head of Haiti's Electoral Council says his office is moving forward with tallying the ballots. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
U.S. stocks are falling sharply. At last check, the Dow was down 134 points at 10,958. This is NPR. Retailers are hoping to see the Black Friday shopping frenzy repeated online today. They're calling it Cyber Monday, which is expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Stores are starting to see their first numbers on how they fared with the post-Thanksgiving Day sales. The trade group National Retail Federation estimates 212 million people flocked to stores and websites over the weekend. That's up from 195 million same time last year. But a better snapshot on sales is due out this Thursday. This is an especially tough day to get to work in Britain. From London, Larry Miller reports that wintry weather is coming down hard on parts of the country, and to make matters worse, London is in the grip of a subway strike.
It's another London subway strike, the fourth in the last couple of months, and 3 million commuters face another 24 hours of traffic jams, crowded buses, long walks, and bike rides in freezing temperatures. The strike is over plans to close some station ticket offices and move 800 staff to other jobs. Tube management dispute union claims this will compromise passenger safety. Commuters elsewhere face treacherous journeys to work. Heavy snow and ice have closed hundreds of schools in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Northeast England. The UK is shivering under the coldest November on record. Overnight temperatures drop to 1 degree Fahrenheit, and the forecast for the rest of the week even colder and more snow. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Irvin Kershner, who directed The Empire Strikes Back, among other films, has died. A family friend says Kershner passed away Saturday in Los Angeles after a long illness. He was 87 years old. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.